So let's review. There are two levels of kedusha, sanctity to items that are donated to the mikdash. Kedusha is tamim, monetary sanctity, which means that they are sanctified for their value, and kedusha is aguf, physical sanctity, which means that the item itself is sanctified for use in the avodah. Mishnah now describes one difference in halacha between these two categories. Zok the Mishnah, ha-menachis va-nesachim shenitmu. If menachis or nesachim became tamei, it depends. Actually, kitchu b'kli yesh lempidyon. Misha kitchu b'kli ain lempidyon. Before they were sanctified in the kli sharis, they can be redeemed because kedusha is damninu. They're merely sanctified for their value. However, if they became tamei after they were sanctified in the kli sharis, they cannot be redeemed because kedusha is aguf ninu, they have physical sanctity. The Gemara explains that we might have thought, Hayilu bal mum ikri tamei, tamei nami kebal mum dami. V'avagav de kodesh kedusha saguf, kinafal be mum mifrik, hani nami lifrik. Since a blemished carbon is called tamei, perhaps we treat a carbon that became tamei as if it had a mum. And like a bal mum, it can be redeemed even though it was kedusha saguf. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, the lav ki hai tamei kari rachman lo bal mum. Dimikli sharis lo ashkechon de mifrik. The Torah did not call it tummy regarding this halacha because we do not find pidyon for something that acquired kedushas aguf through a kli sharis. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on that which the Mishnah ruled, ha-menachas va-nesachim shenitmu, actually kitchu b'kli yesh lem pidyon. If menachas and nesachim became tummy before they were sanctified in the kli sharis, they can be redeemed. And the Gemara cites a machlik is when these items can be redeemed. Amar Shmuel, va-filehin tahayrin niftin, they can be redeemed even when they are tar because kama dolei kachu b'kli, kedushas dam ninu, v'kedushas dam niftin. Before they are sanctified in the kli sharis, they're only sanctified for their value and can be redeemed. Rav Kahana Amar, Tamei and Niftin, Tarin ain Niftin. They can only be redeemed when they are Tamei, but not when they are Tar. The Gemara challenges Shmuel from the continuation of the Mishnah. Ha'ifas ve'etzim alavayna v'kli sharis, mishenitmu ain lempidyon. Birds, wood, levayna, and utensils cannot be redeemed even after they became Tamei. Shleinem pidyon ele behema, because the Torah taught pidyon for animal karbanis. The Gemara explains, Bishlam ha'ifas kedushas aguf ninu, v'loy nemer ele behema. We understand that birds cannot be redeemed because they're karbanis and therefore kedushas aguf, and the Torah taught pidyon only for blemished animal karbanis. However, eitzim levayna v'kli sharis lifriku. Why can't one redeem wood, levayna, or kli sharis, which are only kedushas damim? We must say, mishum d'taharim ba'ama ein niftin. Ordinarily, we cannot redeem tara items, and hani nami avagav d'nitmu kitaharim damu. These items, even when they become tamei, are considered tar because actually eitzim levayna labanei ashvuya uchlu ninu elachibas akodesh mashbalahu uchlo. Wood and levayna are not food, and based on that, are not susceptible to tuma. It is the special status of kodesh that makes them susceptible to tuma. Therefore, eitzim kamadulei mishapilahu legizaron lemiskashri. Wood, before it is trimmed into blocks, is not fit for the mizbech, and therefore not susceptible to tuma. And levayna kamadulei kitchah beklisharis lemiskashri. Levayna, before it is placed in the kli sharis, it's not fit for the avoda and it's not susceptible to tuma. And kli sharis, hol vislu tar b'mikvah, kli sharis, since they can be purified in the mikvah, they're also considered tar regarding that they cannot be redeemed. Therefore, the Gemara asks, we see that we cannot redeem tar items. The Gemara answers, taharin ba'alma niftin, mahani mishum d'le shchichihu. Most tar items can be redeemed midiraisa, but these items cannot be redeemed midirabanan. The Chum did not allow them to be redeemed under Rabban because since they're not common, it would be difficult to replace them. The Gemara challenges Shmuel from a Braisa. Hamatvis tamim lebedek abayis ein poidin oisin elu lemezbech. If someone sacrifices unblemished animals for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, it can only be redeemed for use as a carbon because shekala roi lemezbech in the yetzim de mezbech le'olam. Anything fit for the mezbech must be used for the mezbech. The Gemara points out, avagav de kedushas dam ninu ein niftin hoil b'tarim heim. Even items that are sanctified for their value cannot be redeemed if they're tar. The Gemara answers, "Kiven the shchichi mum in the pasli bebehema, that fill the bedukin shebein nami pasli hakach leshchichi." Blemishes are commonplace, and so the relatively uncommon, unblemished animals cannot be redeemed, as we answered earlier. The Gemara cites a third opinion: Rabbi Lazo Imer Kulon Temein Niftin Tahirin Ein Niftin Chutz Me'asir Seifish Al Minchas Chaytei. Generally, tar items cannot be redeemed except for the minchas chatas. The Gemara cites two versions of Rabbi Yishai's opinion on this matter. Rabbi Yishai disagrees and holds Kulan Tamei Niftin, Tarin Ein Niftin. Even Mechas Chatas can only be redeemed when Tamei, but not when Tar. Rabbi Yishai agrees with Rabbi Lazar that Mechas Chatas, Afilat Tahirin Niftin, they can be redeemed even when Tar. The Gemara now cites a related ruling from Rabbi Yishai. Am Rabbi Yishai, Shemati Pikel Bemincha, L'Rib Shimon Ein Mitama Tumas Eichlin. I have heard that a mincha which was brought with intentions of pigal is not susceptible to the tumah of food, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon in the following Mishnah. Tana Kama says Ha'arla v'klai akarim v'shar aniskel v'egla rufa v'tzipar mitzayra v'petach hamar v'basim v'chalav kula mitamin tumas eichlin. Items that are asim b'hana, forbidden and benefit, are still susceptible to the tumma of food. However, b'shimon aimer kulan ein mitamin tumas eichlin. They're not susceptible to tumma because the pasuk says mikol eichel ashi yachil. The repetition teaches eichel shad yachil achiloi lachem kara eichel. Eichel shiat yachil achil lachem in the kara eichel. Only food that may be fed to others is susceptible to tumas eichlin. But food that is asim b'hana and may not be fed to others is not susceptible to tumas eichlin. David the Gemara points out, Pigul b'mincha nami, oichel shiat yochel achil lacherim hu. It's forbidden to derive benefit from pigul, therefore it's not susceptible to tumah. The Gemara challenges this explanation from the following brisa from Rabbi Shimon. Pigul, bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, ena metamet tumas eichlin. Pigul b'mincha, metamet tumas eichlin. Any type of carbon that becomes pigul is not susceptible to tumas eichlin, but if a mincha becomes pigul, it is susceptible to tumas eichlin. The Gemara answers, Kan shahoys l'shasakesh, or Kan shalohoys l'shasakesh. The Brice refers to a case where the grain was permitted before it was consecrated, and only became forbidden after it was consecrated. While Rabbi Yishi is discussing a case where it was not previously permitted, for example, Akdashinu b'mechubar. It was consecrated before it was harvested, before it was considered food, and was not susceptible to Tumah. However, the Gemara asks, V'lifrakinu, since the grain could have been redeemed, this should be considered shasakesh. The Gemara answers, Hashta miyulei park. Since the mincha was not actually redeemed, this is not considered a shasa kosher. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation from another ruling of Rabbi Shimon. Para mitama tumas eichlin, hayil v'hoysla shasa kosher. The paraduma is susceptible to tumas eichlin because it can be redeemed even after the shechita. And kaloyim lipat is kipadi dami. Since it can be redeemed, it is as if it was redeemed, and it is considered as if it had a shasa kosher. And the Gemara differentiates. Para imedis liftoisi, shem matzacheres noemen a mitzvah liftoisa. The paradum is considered as if it were redeemed since it is a mitzvah to redeem it if a more suitable animal is found. However, menaches, mitzvah liftaisen, there's certainly no mitzvah to redeem menaches.